story we can show somewhere in the happiest part of it, but whenever it fits into the story. How maybe someone is sitting explaining that, how he sees it, maybe it's Pio, that, yeah, I mean, what we was given here, what we were given, is this bhakti and the highest level of the worlds, Goloka, you know, which is above heaven, above even the spiritual kingdom of God, which is the most confidential center of it all. I mean, very, very high up here. And then the members who came to this movement, who teach us about that, they came right in from basically a subterranean, atheistic, materialistic civilization. They are down there on Bhu Loka, trying to get their act together even there. You know, following the four regulative principles, so they are coming up to the platform of being humans and not animals. But then they step into that role of a devotee, and they dress up as devotees, Vaishnavas and all of that. And now they are devotees. And they think they are up there, just because they have such names and dress and have that guru who is up there, and therefore they are also now there, almost at least, and can teach others and is superior to everyone else on the way up. Because there are all kinds of people. The Buddhists go there, the Brahmavadis, they go there, and so on. And you have the mediums and the transcendent, you know, spiritualists of different kinds. They see this platform, that goal, and this, you know, truth. And some of them are much more ethically, and how to say, spiritually realized and mature than these wild kids from the big cities in the West. So we can show that.